Okay, similar topic to last night. Mitzvah Yud Gimel, Shlo Nachal Min HaPesach. Sorry, Mitzvah Yud Dalet. That's literally the same topic as last night. Shlo Nachal Min HaPesach L'Ger V'Soshav. First of all, what is a Ger and what is a Toshav? Really, really important conversation to have. Something that we should start preparing ourselves for. Baruch Hashem, here in this community, I think we're actually starting to prepare for this a little bit more so than maybe in some other places. Maybe in Yavin. That you don't give the carbon Pesach to either a ger or a toshav. What are we talking about? Shnemar, the pasuk says, toshav is sachir lo yochal bo. Neither a toshav nor a sachir. So who is the toshav? Who's the resident? Who's the sachir? Who is just borrowed or hired? Who are these individuals? That toshav, hu adam min ha'umos. He is a member of the umos ha'olam. He's not a Jew, but chekibul alav. But he accepts. Did you? But he accepts upon himself shelo lavo davo dezara va'ochel nevelo. So on the one hand, he's not a shomer Torah umitzos, but somebody who absolutely believes in Hashem. Believes in not God, not some God, not a God, not some version God. Believes in Hashem. Believes in Torah. Believes in Torah Misina. Believes in all these things. But it's not for me for whatever reason. Whatever the hangup is, I don't want to keep Shabbos, or I like to eat treif, or I don't like bagels and lox. Whatever the reason is, I don't want to become a full car carrying member. So he cannot eat the carbon Pesach. The sachir is even further removed. Uger shemal velo tav. Well, closer. I'm sorry. The toshav is further removed. The sachir uger shemal velo tava, sort of in between. He's received a bris milah, but has not yet actually been tovel in a mikvah. He hasn't gone through tefillah, hasn't completed the conversion yet. That's how Chazal understand this. So what's the reason for this? Why is it that we make a point of not allowing any of these individuals to eat from the carbon Pesach? Again, similar to what we suggested last night with something of a new twist. Again, the whole purpose here is to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, to remember the Nisim and the Flows, to remember the wonders and the miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed through us. Since the purpose of the carbon is to remember our freedom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. It's not just our physical redemption, not just our physical liberation, but also the spiritual redemption that we enjoy. That we came under Hashem's canopy and that we come into His bris. Im Hashem Yisbarach. It is appropriate only for those who have completed the process, who have really undertaken the full yoke of mitzvos and yiras shamayim, who are full-fledged Jews, to now enjoy this karbon. V'heim Yisrael gemurim, that they're now absolutely unequivocally Jewish, have gone through the complete conversion process, not just that they believe, but are still yet on the outside, or not just that they're in the middle, but haven't yet quite crossed the threshold. V'lo elu sha'adayin lo ba'al bevris shalim imanu. It's true that they're neighbors, and that they're friends, and they're comrades, and they're doing a lot, and they have a great connection with the community, but they're not yet full-fledged Jews. Therefore, they are not permitted to eat the carbon Pesach or to partake of the whole process of carbon Pesach. Also, when we speak about even a Jew, but who's an Arel, even a Jew, but who won't get a bris milah. I think it's a really important point to take note of, particularly the context, something that we were talking about quite a bit last night, and even going back to last Shabbos. The reality that our Avodas Hashem and that our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on a continuum. And that hopefully we will be tomorrow at a point further than where we are today. And hopefully we will not be the same people next Pesach that we are this Pesach. And that yes, as much as we hope that certain ge'ulos come just in a heartbeat and in a flash of light, that's true. The reality is that that doesn't speak to the long and arduous road and process that typically exists when it comes to trying to achieve redemption and the like. What is the pitfall there? The pitfall is that everything becomes relative. We just descend into this place of relativism. Well, who's to say? Is anybody good? Is anybody bad? Is anybody inside? Is anybody outside? You know, everybody's on a journey. We're all on a journey. What makes you any better than me? Everybody should eat the carbon Pesach. There are lines in the sand. There are lines in the sand. There are questions at some point. Are you in or are you out? Are you a Jew or are you not a Jew? Are you actually a member of the tribe or are you not a member of the tribe? Even for those who are in, do you have a bris milah? Do you not have a bris milah? Have you accepted upon yourself this bris? Have you entered into the bris? Do you really believe? Do you not believe? Even somebody who's a mashumad, like we spoke about last night, might be a Jew, but if you're a non-believer, you might be a Jew, but you won't accept a bris milah, or you won't undergo the process of a bris milah, or you kind of like flirt with Judaism, but you haven't really crossed over completely and fully. As much as, yes, it's true that things are relative to some degree, and we hope that it's a process, and we ourselves continue, and we don't want to ever count anybody out who's not yet maybe where we were. We don't want to, where we are, we don't want to count ourselves out if we hope to be further along than maybe we are right now. All true. But at some point, we do have to ask the question, are you in or are you out?